You're holding daf nun dalet omer alef. Yeah, so in the middle of the Shiloh, that the Pasuk says, Vayiyu shom ad ayoyim azeh, that was saying that the Orin was not gola, did not go into Bavul, but rather the Orin was nignaz b'mkoymoi, that we had before when Madiyam Yishayahu was nignaz it, buried it in its mokum. The Mor says, now, b'chol heicha d'chsiv ad ayoyim azeh li'olamu, like you want to tell me whenever the Pasuk says ad hayoyim azeh, that means it was there forever. In other words, the Orin never left its mokum. For Yoksiv, the Pasuk says in Shoftim, V'yes ha-Yevusi Yoshev Yerushalayim lo-Yerisha b'nei Binyamin, that the Yevusim that were living in Yerushalayim, when Binyamin came to Yash in Yerushalayim, they did not get rid of them. V'ayoshav ha-Yevusi yas b'nei Binyamin v'Yerushalayim ad ha-Yoyim azeh. The Pasuk says that the Yevusi was living in Yerushalayim ad ha-Yoyim azeh, up until now. So you want to tell me, Hochinami, here also the Pasuk means to loy golui, that they were never thrown out of the land, that the Yevusim were always living in Yerushalayim from that time until now. For your Tanya, I'll bring your Ryan not like that. For a Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehudu Oimer, Chamishim Ushtayim Shona Loyovar Ish B'Yehuda. For 52 years, nobody, not one person, walked through Yehuda. In other words, by the Churban Habayis, the whole Yerushalayim was Chorav, that nobody walked through Yerushalayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, al ha-horim esob v'chi v'nehi v'yalnois midbor kino ki nitzesu mebli ish oiver v'lo shomu kol mikne meyof ha-shemayim v'yad behema nodudu holochu. This apostle talks about that through Yerushalayim, nobody was walking through, they were just crying there, and nobody, it was burnt up like mebli ish oiver. Nobody walked over Yerushalayim. So invite the Gemara says, Behema, the gematria chamishu nishtayim hevi. That the word behema adds up to 52. Now, for 52 years, nobody walked through Yerushalayim, even the Yevusim. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosi, we learned in the Bryce, Rabbi Yosi says, Sheva shonim niskaimo gofris umelech b'eretz Yisrael. For 7 years, it was like Chorav, it was desolate Yerushalayim, that was only gofris, sulfur, and salt there in Eretz Yisrael. V'yom Rabbi Yechonin, my time with Rabbi Yosi, how does Rabbi Yosi know this? Asiyah bris, he learns it out from Gzera Shova, the word bris, from bris. Ksiv Hoch, over here it says, V'yigbor bris l'rabim, Shavua Echot. So it says here it's for 1 week. V'ksiv Hosem v'yomru, al asher ozvu as bris Hashem, elokei avoysem. So, Omalei, yeah, so I call upon this the Kasha, that's mashma, there was times that nobody at all lived in Yerushalayim. So how can you say whenever it says Ad Hayoyim Azeh, it means for always, like the always the Yevusim should have been there, and here we see not like that. There was a period of time when it was Gofros v'Melech in Yerushalayim, there was 52 years that nobody walked through Yerushalayim. We see there was times that they were not living there. So the Gemara says, Omalei, I'll tell you like this, Hocho Ksiv Shom, Hosom Lo Ksiv Shom. Over here, by the Pasuk of the Yoren, it says, Vayiyu Shom Ad Hayoyim Azeh. The Yoren was there. So when the Pasuk says the word Shom, then it means forever. Like the Orin never left its mokim, was just gone as after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, it was just hidden in its own place. Mashenken, Hosom Lo Ksiv Shom. Over here by the Yevusi, it doesn't say the word Shom, it just says Ad Hayoyim Azeh. So there it doesn't mean for always. For the Gemara, is this true? V'chol Heicha D'Ksiv Shom Lo Yelam Hu. Wherever it says the word Shom, does it mean for always? Meisrei have a kasher in this. It says, Umehem min b'nei Shimon, holuchu lahar seir, anoshim chomesh meis, 500 people from b'nei Shimon went up to har seir, u flatio, u na'ario, u refoyo, v'yoziel, b'nei yishi b'roshem. These were the leaders of them. That's what the Pasuk says. Then the next Pasuk says, v'ayaku esheris ha'pleito la'molik, they killed, they wiped out the leftovers from Amalek. So here it says, Vayeshvu Shom, they lived there. And it also says, Ad Hayoyim Azeh, up until now. So you want to tell me now that the Bnei Shimon was always living here. For at the Gemara Kasha, call all the land continuous living. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yishayahu, V'osir Gvulois Amim, V'yasudois Sehem, show the lands, all the people. So Gemara says, Enechnami Tiyufta, this is a Kasha. And whenever it says the word Shom, and even though it says Ad Hayoyim Azeh, it doesn't always mean that forever they were there. It could mean that it was taken away for a while. So mainly you have no right from this pasuk to say that the Orin was gonaz, was hidden in its own makam, like underneath the ground, but rather could be, like we said before, the Mandiyam holds that the Nuchanetzah took it to Bogum. Omar Rav Nachman, Torna, we learned that Chachamim say, Oroin belishchas dira etzim hayagonis. You know where the Oroin was hidden? It was hidden in the lishcha, in the room where they used to keep the wood. Es belishchas dira etzim hayagonis. And we had a maestro soon seen the Gemara in Shkolim, and Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Afanana Metanina. We also learned like this from a Gemara in Shkolim, that it said there, Maisa b'koyin echot. It was a story once happened with one koyin. Shoye mesasek. He was being mesasek. So Rashi learns he was oisik in schoik, v'tiel uschoik. He was still walking around there in the Beis Hamikdash. V'ro ritzpa mishuna mechavrosehem. He saw one of the blocks of the floor was a little bit different than the other blocks. In other words, it was a little bit higher. So he saw that this block was once picked up. Ubov v'hoidiyu eschaveroi. He wanted to go and tell his friends, you should know, this is the stone, this is the floor, like, where the urn is buried underneath it. But he was not able to finish it off until he was maced. Like a nace happened, that he was maced, he died, in order not to tell his other brothers exactly where the urn was buried. But the Gemara ends off, though, but they knew for sure, this was the place where the urn was buried. So Gemara says, my heavy of it, what were these Kahanim doing there? His Omer Rebbe Chelboy Misasek Bekartumoy Hoyu. He was like playing with his hatchet. But we'll soon see. And Tana Dever Rebbe Shmuel. Shnei Kahanim Bali Mumin Hoyu Masliyim Beitzim. There were two Kahanim that were Bali Mum, that had a Mum in their body, that they were not able to do the regular Avoida. Therefore, what they're able to do is to check out the woods to make sure there's no worms in the wood. Like it's possible to use any wormy wood on the Mizbeach. Now they were checking it out. One of their hatchets fell down. And the fire came out and ate it up. So here it doesn't say clearly what did the fire eat up. Did the fire eat up this the karduma only, or did it eat up the person? This is the Maisa, that the Koyen found the place where the urn was buried. Rav Yehudi Rami, Rav Yehudi asked for steer in the Pasuk. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Vayiru Roshei HaBadim. You're able to see the heads of the Badim. This is the Badim, the staffs that you hold the urn HaKodesh with. Oh, Ksiv, another Pasuk says, V'layiru HaChutzo. You cannot see it outside. It's in the Hechel, you cannot see the Badim even. Hakeitza, the Chutz HaSteir, how do we miyashir both Tzukim? Nirin v'ye nirin. It was seen and not seen. What does that mean? Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned like this also. Vayiru Roshei HaBadim. They're able to see the heads of the staff. Yochol lo yehei. Zosim imkoyman. Maybe they should not be moving at all out of its place. They were only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Talmuleim, another pasuk says, no, vayarichu HaBadim. That the Badim were long, they like stuck out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yochol yiyo mikuroyim b'proiches v'yotzim. Maybe they were so big that the mamish had to make a hole through the proiches. They were sticking out mamish through the proiches that you could see it. The yotzim tamalei mano. The pasuk says, "V'lo yiru hachutza." You cannot see the staffs of the that were holding up the urn outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Hakeit said, "How are we miyashim? How do we enter both psukim? Doichkin uboltin v'yotzim b'proiches." That the two staffs, the two badim, were like sticking out through the proiches, like a point sticking through it. You couldn't really see, though, the badim, because it didn't make a hole through the proiches, it was just like projecting, sticking out. V'nirin it looked kishnei dadu isha, like the two breasts of an isha. Shenelma, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, tzoror hamor doidi li ben shoda yolim. He'll be sleeping in between like the two breasts. And the chur, the marshal is, just like the breast by an isha, that's what nurses the baby. It keeps the baby alive. Is who was in the Orin. The hashpah that comes out of the Orin, the Bein Habadim, that's what keeps Klal Yisrael alive. So that's the pshat, that the Bein Habadim were able to be seen, means they were sticking out, that you couldn't really see them, just it projected through the proiches, and it looked like Shnei Dodi Isha. Omer Rav Ketina, B'Shoa Shoha Yisrael Oilem Regal. When Klal Yisrael used to go Oilem Regal on the Gimel Yom Tovim, is Megalalin Lohem Esa Proiches. They used to like roll up, fold up the proiches, so they were able to see through into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Umaran lehem es akruvim. And they would let the whole Klai Yisrael see the kruvim. Shoyim urim ze boze. That the two kruvim, this was the two pictures of the children that were on top of the Orin, HaKodesh, the kruvim, and they were hugging one another. Shoyim urim, Rashi says, Loshen dibuk. Kemo'ilon shenifshach umura b'chlipa. Masech de Beitzam says, Im hoyim muras begidim. Yeah. So, kitza, they were like hugging one another. And the Kohanim told the whole Klai Yisrael, Ruchi baschem ofnei amokim. See how you are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kechibas zocher nekeva. The same way a zocher, a man, loves his wife. And we know that the Gemara says that Bizman she yischol oisim ritzoin neshamokim, when Klai Yisrael were doing the mitzvahs and Hashem was happy with them, then the kruvim used to be facing one towards the other and like hugging one another. And then this happened though, that Bizman she'ein oisim ritzoin neshamokim, when Klai Yisrael was not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, then fakat, the kruvim were turned opposite ways, and they were opposite, they were not hugging one another. So now, b'shas olu regel, when Klai Yisrael was doing the mitzvahs, they were hugging one another, so they picked it up, the preich, that everybody should see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael. The Gemara Kasha, Moser Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr, the Yisrael for Kasha, is it true that the Klai Yisrael is allowed to look into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and see the Oren? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'lo yavoyu liroyes kebol es HaKodesh, that v'shas, they were covering up the Kelim from the Mishkan, you're not allowed to come and look at the Kelim. V'yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'shas hachnosas Kelim l'natuk shalhem, when you put the Kelim into the cover, the Pasuk is saying nobody's allowed to look at them. It's like the Oren, you're not allowed to look at the Oren. So how come here, v'shas the Beis HaMikdash, when Klai Yisrael went to El Regal, they uncovered the Pareches, that everybody could look through and see the kruvim, see the oren. I, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to see it. Some Rav Nachman says like this. Moshul is an example, lekala, to a bride that just got married. Says, kol zaman she beveisa via, kol zaman she's still by her own father's house. Tsunuya mibaya, she dresses very modest in front of her husband. She's tsunua, she dresses very tsnius. In other words, she's not that close with the husband yet, so she's still a little bit more tsnua. Mashenken kivan shebos lebeis chamia, when she comes to her father-in-law, when she comes to her husband's house, in other words, after nesuyin, then ainet tsnuya mibayla. Then she's not like afraid of a husband anymore, then she's not that modest in front of a husband alone. So here also, Rashi explains, that Bezman Kleiso was in the Midbar, it was like the Erisin, we weren't that close to Hashem yet, we weren't allowed to look at the Kalim. Ma'ashem came later when the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, then we became very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we were allowed to look at the Kelim. For the Mar Kasha, Mosiv Rav Chono, Bar Rav Ketino, Maisa B'Koyin Echad Shoyim Esasik, we just had the Gemara in Shkolim, that says a Maisa, that one of the Kohanim saw the block of the floor that was elevated a little bit. So in other words, he wanted to go see the Oren, and he was nice, he was nifta, because he shouldn't tell the other brothers to come and see the Oren. Mashmi, you're not allowed to look at the Oren. You still have the love not to look at the Oren. Sakam over here was saying, by the base of Migdash Harishon, that you are allowed to see the Kruvim. So Morin says, O Malay, Nisgar Shekamrit. We're talking about this Maisa Vad in Shkolim happened in the base of Migdash Hasheni, after the Churban Abayis. By the Churban Abayis Rishon, it's a Moshe like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael a get. He was Nizgaris Klai Yisrael. Is Nizgaris Shechozul Chibosor Rishoina. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichu them and gave us back a Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, but we only returned back to the love we had Rishoina when we were in the Mishkan. When we were like Gaspo, we were not Gaspo. So therefore now in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, you have the Inyan, you're not allowed to see the Kalim. It was only during the Beis HaMikdash Harishon, before the Churban Abayis, that there was a tremendous love. We felt Mamas Gaspo close with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. At that period of time, we were able to look and see the Kruvim, see the Oren. Mashenken in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, we were not allowed to look anymore at the Oren. So the Mora now B'mayaskinen, like in which space the Mikdash are we talking about, that Jeb Yudis said when they used to go early regal, we used to unroll up the Preiches to see through, to see the Kruvim. Name of the Migdash Rishon, if you want to say we're talking about Bizman the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Fred Gemara mi heavy Pareches, was the Pareches there during the Beis HaMikdash Rishon? We learned before there was the Amatraxon, there was a wall there, an Amma thick and 30 Amas high, so it wasn't the Pareches. Elo, you have to say we're talking about now the Mikdash Sheni. By the base of Mikdash Sheni, then they did not have the Yama Traxin, but there they had the Proichus, either one or two, like we had the Machlokes before. For the Gemara though, me have a Kruvim, but if we're talking about the base of Mikdash Sheni, was the Kruvim there? We just got finished saying that the Oren was Gonas, or else Golo. But in the base of Mikdash Sheni, they did not have the Oren. So they did not have the Kruvim on top of the Oren either. So Gemara says, the Oren the Mikdash Rishon. Maybe we're talking about truly about the first base of Mikdash. Oh, my Peruchis. What does it mean they rolled up the Peruchis? Either it was an Amatraxon, there was a wall there, not a curtain. Ella, was it tomorrow? Oh, my Peruchis. Peruchis the Bovi. It means the curtain in front of the doorway. In other words, even though there was true an Amatraxon, was a big wall, but in the wall there was a doorway, how to walk through, how to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that doorway, they had a curtain there. So they used to now roll up the curtain that you could see through this doorway to see the Kruvim. Bizman the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It's when Klai Yisrael went to Oil Regal. The Omer Rabbi Zeru, Omer Rav, Shaloi Sha'osa Pereches Hoye Bamikdash. There were 13 different Pereches curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Shiva Kenegod, Shiva Shorim. There were 7 Kenegod, the 7 different gates. Shtayim Achas, Lepischa Shal Hechol, V'yachas Lepischa Shal Ulam. Two of them, one was from the entrance into the Hechol, and one curtain was the entrance into the Ulam. Shtayim B'dvir, there was two of them in the Dvir, that's this Amatraxin, that's this wall dividing the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. O Shtayim Kenegdim Baliyim, and two other curtains higher up in the attic, in the second story, like. So the kids, even in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, there were prayers in there in the doorway, how you go into the Amatraxin through that wall, in that doorway there was a prayers. And that prechus used to roll up that you could see through when Klai Yisrael went to Eilu Regel during the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. So Mor Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omar Li Eilu B'Mikdash Sheni. So maybe we're talking about now during the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. So the question was, there was no Kruvim, there was no Oren then. The Teretz is, Kruvim the Tzurta Hevikaimi. They used to have pictures on the wall of the Kruvim. So true, the real Kruvim wasn't there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. But I call upon him on the walls, there was pictures, carved out pictures of the Kruvim. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, here the Pasuk says, V'eis kol kirois habayis meisav kola. Then the Pasuk ends off, Kruvim v'simorois uvturei tzitzim v'tzipo Zohov, and was covered over with gold. Meyushar al hamachuka. So the kid says, "Mashmuat that the pictures were carved out in the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni." Uchsiv, the next pasuk says, next pasuk says, "Kimar ish uliyoyas." So Gemara says, "Ma, what does it mean? Kimar ish uliyoyas?" Or my Rabba Barav Shalom. It means beish hamura b'levia shaloi, like a man hugging his wife. As these were the pictures that were carved out on the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And Rashi says hanibak v'chibak bishtoi bein zur Yosef. Omer v'shloki. Then the chum came into the hebazim on the wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the picture of the Kruvim was mamish hugging one another, like a man hugging his wife. Is Hoitzion Loyan took out this picture out to the street. The Omru, they said like this to make fun of Klai Yisrael. Yisrael Halolu, these great Jews. Sher Birchoson Brocha. That whatever Brocha they give, they think it's true. Vukilolosan Klolo. Whatever Klolo they give, they also think it's true. Is Yaasku Bidvorm Halolu. They should be doing such things like this, like hugging a man and his wife. Is Miyad right away his Ilum. They made fun of the Beis HaMikdash. Shinema the Pasuk says, Kol Michabdeho Hiziluhu, Kiro Revoso, that they made fun of the Mazalz on the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Kasha Old Mepharshim asks is, that we said before, the Gemara says that Bezman Shein Eisim Etzoin Yashom Mokom, then the Kruvim were facing opposite ways. Like it was a nest. It was only when Klai Yisrael was doing mitzvahs, was doing the Rotzon Hashem, did the Kruvim face one another, and like hugging one another. So here, the Vishas, the Churban Abayis, the Churban Klai Yisrael was doing Averis then. Hashem was angry at Klai Yisrael. So the Churban at this time now, the Kruvim should have not been facing and hugging one and the other. It should have been the opposite way. So the Ritvor asked this question, and one terrace he wants to say is maybe that Gemara was only talking about by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, when we had Mamish the Kruvim. Mashenkin and the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, when the Kruvim was only a picture on the wall, maybe there the picture never changed. But then he asked, if that's true, so why does the Gemara say in Noman Aleph? They used to roll up the Prechis to show Klaius all the way Hashem loves us. What's the Raya? What's the proof that Hashem loves us? If it's only a picture and the picture never changes, so maybe that's why the picture was hugging one another. So it's Masha from the Gemara before that even by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that there were only pictures on the wall of the Kruvim, and this happened with that picture also. That Bezman Klal Yisrael was not doing the Ratzon Hashem, the Kruvim turned opposite one of the other, and they were not hugging one another. So then the question is, how come now B'Shas the Kruvim Abayis was it facing one Zeh to Zeh? So the Ritvor answers that the Pshat is this was a Nes, that Hashem did it bedavka in order that the Goyim should come in and see and make fun of Klal Yisrael. Like to make the Churban worse, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. Other Mepharshim want to say, sorry, from Galinsky was wanted to say, that the Pshat is here we're talking about the Goyim came into the Beis Hamikdash. So Negeya to a Goy, Avada, no matter how bad a Jew is, Hashem still loves the Jews more than he likes the Goyim. So Negeya to the Goyim, Avad is still called that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Other Pshat that once heard from Chaim Shalevet that Sal wanted to say that even when Hashem does din, does mishpah, does judgment, it's only because He loves us. Like that's the way He shows His love. That if we're doing thing wrong, He wants to be mesakdus, He wants to make us come back to do tshuva. So B'shas is doing din, it's only because of Ava. So when the Churban Abayis took place, at that moment Hashem did have Ava, the Klal Yisrael, that's why the Kruvim were facing Zeitzel Zeh. It's the Moravaita. Ushasiyah hoist in the cross. As the Mishnah says, that Bezman the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, we did not have the Oren anymore. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was the stone called the Evan Shasiyah. That was the Mokum where the Kohen Gadol used to put the Keteris down on Yom Kippur. So the Moratonah went on to the Braisa, Shemimeno Hushasas Hoilam. From this stone, the whole world like was created. This was the foundation, the yisoid of the whole world. Where it says, Tanan, we learned, Keman diyama mitziyo nivroilam. According to the man diyama that says, the whole world, like, started to be created from Sion, from Yerushalayim, the Mokim of the Beis Hamikdash. The Tanya we learned like this, the Machlokes, that Rabbi Elazar Weimer, oilam memtziyusa nivro. The world was created from the middle. It started out, the middle of the world was created first. And from that, Hashem added more onto it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Iyov, Betzekes Ofor Lamutzok Uregovim Yidubaku. In other words, like the world was created from the middle. It was added on a little bit of mud, one onto another. We have Yeshua Raimel Oila Minatzodim Nivru. No, the world was first created, the sides first, and then Hashem fitted the middle. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ki la sheleg yoimar, hoi eretz ugeshem, motor vegeshem matros uzay. Yeah, the verse is right then. Reb Yitzchak Nafru Omar, Evan Yoru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw a stone into the ocean. And mimeno nishasais haylum. From that the world was created. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ama adoneho etvo, oi mi yoru Evan finoso. Yeah, Chomim Oimrim and Chomim say that Mitzion Nivro. No, from Tzion, from the Beis Hamikdash to Mokum Hamikdash, that's where the world was created. Shenema the Pasuk says Mizmor LeYosef El Elokim Hashem V'Yoimer Mitzion Michlal Yofi Mimeno Muchlal Yof Yoy Shalolim. From here, from Tzion, came out the beautifulness of the world. Tanya Reb Elazar Gadol Oimer, who said about Reb Elazar Gadol said. That El Pasuk says, Eila told us Hashemayim Varas be Borum. V'yoyim Asayis Hashem Olakim Eretz V'Shemayim. That what they told us, Shemayim, Mi Shemayim Nivru. They told us like the sun and the moon was created from the Shemayim. And told us Oretz, Meyoretz Nivru. Whatever they told us came out of the Oretz was created from the Oretz, from the ground. V'chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say they'll know, Eilu V'Eilu Mitzio Nivru. Everything was created from Tzion. Shenema the Pasuk says, Mizmol Yosef El Elokim, Hashem Dibar Vayikru Eretz V'Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, V'yoyme Mitzia Michlal Yoyfi Elokim, Hoyfiyah Mimenu Muchlal Yoyfi Shalolim. That from Tzion, came out all the beautifulness of the world. So in other words, from Tziya, that was the Yisrael, that's where the our world came out from. So it could be that also Pshatim, Evan Shesiya, that was the Mokum of the Tziya, and the Mokum of the Mikdash, where from that the whole world was created. Here, now back to the Mishnah says, Notel es Adam mimi shemoras boy. It's after the Kohen Gadol, God finished doing the Keteris on Yom Kippur. Now he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he went to get the dam that he already shechted his par, and another Kohen was mixing up the blood and the meat that it should not gel up. Now he went to get that blood to take it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the rest of the Avoidus, the rest of the Hazois, with the dam apar. The Mishnah says he made Hazor one upwards and seven downwards, and it says it was Kamatzlif. So the more my Kamatzlif, what does it mean it was like seven downwards? It was like Kamatzlif. So Gemara says, Mocha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda showed, Kemingidno. As if somebody's giving Malkus. So, Rashi, Kemake Britsua, Shemaschem and Aksofim, Omake Behelech Lamata. Like somebody's hitting somebody on the shoulders, he's hitting him. That's the way you hit. In other words, you don't just make Hazor one upwards and seven completely downwards, but it went on a straight stroke downwards, like you hit whip somebody. You go completely downward slowly. Here also, the seven Lamata was in a slow stage, one after another, going downwards. Like Rashi says, Kimake Brutsua Shamaschum and Aksofim Makabelak Lamata. It's going like downwards. More weiter. Tono Kishu Maza. How is the Maza? How does he get the dam from his finger onto the, like, Ben HaKapurus? So Kishu Maza Eino Maza Ala Kapurus. He doesn't spray the dam, throw the dam to reach the kapurus itself. It doesn't really reach the urine. El kineged uvyo shakapurus. It goes kineged. It goes opposite the side of the thickness of the kapurus. In other words, it lands on the floor in front of the kapurus. And kishumaza lamala, the same thing. Now, when he was maza upwards, is mitzadeh yoda lamata. He turns his hands downwards. And like the mirror explains, he turns his fingers downwards, and then he throws it upwards. If you want to throw something upwards, first you start downwards, and you go upwards. That's the way his finger that has the dam, that he dips his finger into the blood, now he holds his finger downwards, and like brings it up, throws it upwards. When he wants to later do the seven hazois downwards, is mitzadeh yoder lamala, the opposite way. First he puts his finger upwards, and then he comes downwards. That's the way you throw downwards. You start upwards, and then you come downwards. That's called mitzadet yodoy lamala. So Rashi explains, Eina mazal kapurus means agaga. You don't throw the blood on top of the gag, on top of the kapurus. Ele kineged uviv, but opposite, the thickness, ho yodomim loigimbo, but the blood itself did not touch the kapurus. Kishu mazal achas lamala, when you want to make lamata, you turn the palm of your hands downwards like, and you throw it upwards. When you want to throw the seven downwards, you're turning your heads upwards. But all the dams only fall on the floor, not on the kapurus itself. All right, turn over.